Claro, irme ahí a la aventura, no puedo perder más tiempo.
Deja de darle vueltas. Haz nuestro curso intensivo para profesionales en el extranjero. Aprenderás todo el inglés que necesitas para trabajar en un tiempo récord y en un entorno angloparlante. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com. Curso intensivo para profesionales en el extranjero. Update your English. Improve your life. Do you, Baugan?
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Baugan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you, Baugan?
¿Todavía no has venido a visitarnos a nuestro nuevo centro en Barcelona? Estamos esperándote en calle Vía Augusta 189. Apunta. Calle Vía Augusta 189. Ven a conocer el método Baugan y llévate de regalo This Book is the Mini Milk. ¿Do you, Baugan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It is time for our final half hour. That's right, it's 7 o'clock, which means it's time for the final half hour of our Drive Time Show. And once again, I want to thank Tito for coming by from the group out of Barcelona, Adavan. And I'll tell you, I really enjoy music. I like music a lot. And I am a bit critical when it comes to the music that I listen to, but I honestly, thoroughly enjoyed listening to this group, Adavan. Two words, A-D-A-V-A-N. And they're going to be in Madrid on the 28th of October. And you can find more on their website, and you can find more about their music online. And they've got, dates coming up. So hopefully, maybe they'll even come by and visit us again, as the date approaches. But we will go ahead and move on as we have another interactive section for you. Why don't we go ahead with today's What's That Sound?
What's that sound?
What's that sound? All right, it's time for What's That Sound. The way this works, Tino's going to play a sound, and we're going to try to guess it. We're going to try to guess what the sound is. So if you want to participate, you can write in. So, Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMKileMillar. O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
I'm Kyle Miller. That's right. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. You can tell me what the sound is. Let's hear that sound. Oye,
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ah. Mm. Okay. So tell me what that is.
Oh.
Describe the sound. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the Drive Time Show. But speaking of interactive sections, we had another one. At the start of the show, we had our Twitter translation, which was respira profundamente. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Respira profundamente. Which was, well, let's see what people are saying. We have a lot of people writing in. Eduardo says, deep breath, please. But the, well, Luis Miguel says, take a deep breath. And I like that one. Take a deep breath. Yeah, take a deep breath. Yeah. Respira profundamente. Take a deep breath. Now, Maria Carmen Mateo writes in and says, breathe deeply and relax. It's a good answer. But well, and relax? Yeah. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply, says Bra. Take a deep breath. So the verb is to breathe, which ends in E. B-R-E-A-T-H-E, breathe. But breath is the noun, B-R-E-A-T-H, breath, breath, right? Breathe deeply, says Juan Antonio, and so does Said, our friend writing in from Casablanca. Said is there in Morocco. Take a deep breath or breathe deeply, says Manuel. And Carlos says, breathe deeply or take a deep breath. So a lot of people are getting this right. Carmen's got the right answer, and so does Carlos, Coronier, Valentino, Jaén. Oh, boy, we got a lot of people writing in. Ruben's got the right answer, and so does our friend Ionut. Breathe deeply. Take a deep breath, Carlos. Smarta, our good friend Smarta's writing in. Breathe deeply, Kyle, from Italy. Lots of people participating. So I thank you for that. I thank you for your participation, and we welcome your guesses at the sound, el sonido, right? With our what's that sound. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But why don't we push forward, everybody? Let's see what happened today. I'm talking about July 12th, today in history.
Today in history.
Today in history, everybody, we're going to go back to 1995, right? 1995, 22 years ago. 22 years ago, it was 1995. That seems like it's hard to believe, isn't it? Time flies when you're having fun. Well, it wasn't so much fun on this day in Chicago because a heat advisory was issued, warning of a record-breaking heat wave. Ola de calor, heat wave, right? And by the time the heat broke a week later, about 1,000 people had died across Illinois. Well, we don't say Illinois, we say Illinois. And Wisconsin. Now, on July 13th, tomorrow, in history, of course, the temperature would hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, let me go ahead and open my conversion table here. 106 Fahrenheit. That's 41 degrees Celsius. Well, that's like in Madrid a couple weeks ago. 41. But yeah, we get that. We get that in Madrid. But there's what they call the heat index, which combines temperature with humidity to tell you how it feels. They often say the feel like temperature. So it felt like 120, which is 49 degrees. So you're standing there and it feels like it's 49 degrees. Can you imagine? Now, during the week, the daytime temperature never went below the mid-90s. So the temperature never went down below, say, 35 degrees Celsius. And even in the nighttime, it stayed in the mid-80s. The use of air conditioning by those who had it caused records to be set for energy use and also some power failures. Now, people opened so many hydrants, right? The fire hydrants, right? Where you connect, where the fire trucks come to connect to the water. They opened up the fire hydrants to cool themselves off. That water pressure in a lot of communities was lost. And attempts to close the hydrants were often met with violent resistance. So, you know, people would open up the hydrant and they'd be cooling themselves off in the water. And then the police would have to come to close them. Or the fire trucks would come, but the police would be there because people would get violent. Very young people and very old people were, of course, most vulnerable to the heat. Hundreds of children were hospitalized from heat ailments. And by the 14th of July, paramedics and area hospitals were overwhelmed, and they were unable to keep up with the continuing emergency. And soon people started to die. Yes, in a morgue in Chicago, 17 bodies were usually handled per day. But midway through the heat wave, there were hundreds of bodies. People were dying due to the heat. Now, 4 years later, when another heat wave hit the city, they were much more prepared with better response, and they were able to reduce the number of deaths. Stay out of the heat, folks. That's the thing. You got to stay out of the heat. You got to stay inside. Try to stay safe, right, and cool. 1979. Let's go back to 1979, and disco is dealt a blow by fans of the Chicago White Sox. That's right, that's a baseball team. The Chicago White Sox baseball team is this 1970s came to an end, and the age of disco was nearing its end. But for all the decadence and overexposure, well, disco didn't die a natural death. Instead, it was killed by public backlash, right? Backlash, public resistance. When people go and say, we hate it. So people decided that they absolutely hated disco. And there was a famous event. They called it the Disco Demolition Night at Kaminsky Park in Chicago, which was associated with a baseball game in Chicago. There was a Chicago White Sox baseball team. So basically the idea was, were two DJs from Chicago's WLUP, which is a local radio station, and they decided to move to that station when their previous station changed to an all-disco format, which was a relatively common trend in American radio in 1979. Radio's going all day. Oh, we're just going to play nothing but disco. We're going to play disco music all day, they decided. And people, so there was a backlash. There was a backlash. People decided that they would boycott, right? That they would, stop supporting the station. So during this disco demolition night, this radio DJ named Steve Dahl decided to blow up with an explosion, to blow up a dumpster, one of those, un cubo de basura, but one of the big ones, full of disco records between baseball games. So there were two baseball games being played that day, and between he was going to blow up this big dumpster full of disco records. And they supported this on TV and radio, and people covered the event. And thousands of fans showed up to watch this thing happen. And people brought disco records and started throwing them into the pile and burning records. And it basically exploded into a big protest against disco music on this day in 1979. A lot of people calling that the disco demolition, referred to it as the end of disco, the crash and burn end of disco. One more thing that happened today. Well, we had the birth, way back in 1854, the birth of George Eastman. Well, who was George Eastman? Well, he was the guy who patented the first roll of film. And he also founded the Kodak Company. Yes. So his company, of course, popularized the use of roll film, helping to bring photography to the mainstream. The mainstream, right? To the masses, to the public. Eastman patented film after having been playing with it at home, trying to develop it, and then he perfected the Kodak camera, the first one designed specifically to use roll film. Now, he was a good businessman. He focused his company on making film when competition got into the camera business. So a lot of these, instead of saying, oh, we're just going to make cameras, we're going to focus on making film. And that's what they did. And by providing quality and affordable film to every Camu manufacturer, Kodak managed to turn its competitors essentially into business partners. So if you had a Fuji camera, well, we'll make the film for it. You have a Pentax, well, we'll make the film for it. He was also a philanthropist, right? Someone who gives money to charities, a philanthropist, sharing the income from his business to establish educational and health institutions. And during his life, Eastman donated $100 million to various organizations. There you go. So the birth on this day, 1854, the birth of the founder of the Kodak Company, George Eastman. There you have it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, everybody. We're going to come back. We do have more to talk about in the final portion of our show. So whatever you do, keep it right there. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Hola, guapa. ¿Puedo invitarte a algo?
Sí, claro. Un margarita y otro para Julia.
¿Julia?
Sí, Julia, mi profesora Vaughan. Le gusta con mucha hierbabuena.
Este año, llévate de vacaciones a tus profesores Vaughan preferidos. Aprovecha el verano para mejorar tu nivel de inglés con el método online Vaughan. Flexible, adaptado a tus horarios, con los contenidos que nos han hecho famosos y, por supuesto, con nuestros profesores únicos. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan, un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Pues yo este verano me voy a un sitio genial, al lado de la playa y con todo incluido.
Pues yo voy a un sitio en plena naturaleza y con nivel de inglés incluido.
¿Cómo? ¿Nivel de inglés incluido?
Sí, me voy a Vaughan Town, una manera diferente de aprovechar las vacaciones. Una inmersión de 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante, en un enclave único. Una manera genial de desconectar de todo y conectar con tu inglés.
Este verano apúntate a Vaughan Town. 6 días de inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
How are you?
No, how are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very, I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No, you have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
All right, today I want to talk about the een sound. Een, magazine. So words ending in I-N-E, we don't say ine, we don't say magazine, we say magazine, magazine, right? We say margarine. What do you say, margarina? In Spanish, instead of butter, la mantequilla y la margarina, margarina, yeah. Well, yeah, but we say margarine. We don't say margarine, we say margarine. But then machine, gasoline, vaccine, una vacuna, vaccine, vaccine, cuisine. I love Spanish cuisine. Tino, do you like Spanish cuisine?
Me encanta.
Me alegro. I'm glad. Routine. Regime. That's it with an M at the end. Marine. All right, marine. Very good. All right. Okay, we're gonna push for it. That's our pronunciation of the een. Let's say ine, right? Een is the sound. All right. Why don't we go ahead now and take a look at our top five? That's right. We have an interesting one for you in today's Drive Time Top Five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Drive Time Top Five. It's time for the Drive Time Top 5. Drive Time Top 5, everybody. Our Drive Time Top 5 is the top 5 highest beer-consuming countries. La cerveza. Tino, do you like beer? ¿Te gusta la cerveza?
Me encanta.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that would be the answer, of course. Well, let's see who likes beer the most. Number 5 is Austria. Austria. And apparently in Austria, well, they consume, let me see here. They consume, yeah, the fifth most beer, 6.4 liters. Could that be per year, the average person? Oh, that doesn't seem like 6 liters a year. That's not much. Eso no es nada. That's not very much. So I don't know if that's, maybe it's liters per month. Por mes, maybe. Okay, number 4 is Germany with 7.26 liters per month. Let's call it liters per month, although I can't guarantee that. Then we have Swaziland. Not Switzerland, but Swaziland. They like their beer down there. 7.5 liters. Number 2 is Ireland. The second most beer is consumed in Ireland. And number 1, the number 1 beer-consuming country in the world is the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic. So we're talking about beer consumption per capita. Now, let me see this here. Yeah, this is apparently liters. If you go to liters per year, they consume 142 liters per year per person. So the average person in the Czech Republic drinks 142 liters per year. So 365 days a year, that's, a little less than half a liter. That's like, a little less than half a liter a day. Maybe 400 milliliters a day. That's like a beer, you know, like a beer every day. Or a bit more than one full glass of beer, let's say, every day for every person. So you factor in people who don't drink, and I suppose those who do tend to drink a fair bit in the Czech Republic. Now, where's Spain on this list? They're down at number 13. In Spain, the average Spaniard consumes 80 liters of beer per year. 80 liters. The United States is down at number 17. Where's Canada? Canada's at 39. The Canadians consume 60 liters, a little over 60 liters of beer per year. But yeah, there's a big difference if you look at Spain at 80 liters and number 1, Czech Republic at 142 liters. So 160 would be twice as much. So almost twice as much beer in the Czech Republic. They drink almost twice as much beer, which is a lot because I think in Spain people drink a lot of beer. Right? You go out and you see people sitting on the terraza enjoying a nice cold one. But not as much as places like Austria and Germany, Poland. They drink a lot as well. And even in some African countries as well, like Gabon, drinks 88 liters. They drink 88.9 liters per year per person. Interesting. So there you go, folks. That is today's Drive Time Top 5. And why don't we take a look now? Well, we just have a couple minutes. Let's go ahead with our paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
All right, our paragraph of the day goes like this. I'm going to read the paragraph and then we'll talk about some of the grammar that appears. Someone's been driving my car. I can tell. Lo sé, right? I can tell. I can tell by the position of the seat. I always keep the seat close to the steering wheel, and now I can barely reach it. And besides, the seat seems a little lower than my usual setting. Has someone been driving my car? Hey, has someone been driving my car, Jennifer? I don't know how it could be because I only have one set of keys. I never gave you a set, did I? Or he says, I have the only set of keys. I never gave you a set, did I? A set of keys. Un juego de llaves. A set of keys. So he says, alguien ha estado conduciendo mi coche. Lo sé. Someone's been driving my car. I can tell. I can tell by the position of the seat. Lo sé por la posición del asiento. I can tell by the position of the seat. I always keep the seat close to the steering wheel, and now I can barely reach it. I can barely. Casi ni llego. And then he says, and besides, the seat seems a little lower than my usual setting. Has anybody been driving my car, Jennifer? I don't know how it could be, because I have the only set of keys. I never gave you a set, did I? He says. Okay. So an interesting little paragraph there. I'm not saying he's accusing her of getting in the car, but it seems that someone has been there and has readjusted his seat. Okay. We have to start winding things down now. We have a question here on Twitter. Well, our sound. And Paco. Paco Luis writes in and says, someone is diving and bubbles keep popping up in the water. Nevertheless, Kyle doesn't like it and prefers snorkeling to scuba diving. That's right.
Oye,
yeah. Yes. And then we have Manolo who says, you won't find a better place to relax and practice snorkeling in Spain than in Cabo de Gata. Yeah, I suppose that's right. Cabo de Gata. Cat Cape. Valentino says that's the ocean's bubble, which is rumbling. Tino is afraid of diving into the sea. Tino is afraid of... Manuel says the sound. Bubbles are leaked while the diver explores a coral reef. Nice. Someone's snorkeling in the sea, says Malena. Very good. A lot of people writing in, and I appreciate that. Well done. Well done. All right. And Rafael says, I'm here, activo learning with you. I guess actively is what he means. And I thank you for that, Rafael. Thank you very much. All right. We are out of time. But I want to thank you for listening. Dave Boys is here. I can see him already. He's getting ready. He'll be here with you in 2 minutes, everybody. So you want to keep it here on Vaughn Radio for The Salad coming up next. Big thanks to Tino for a great job on the show today. Thanks for that, Tino. And have a wonderful evening, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. All right. Thanks for listening.